Agut Moed, Moedim L'Simcha, we are in Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Tav Shin Pei Aleph, and we are continuing our learning in personal growth and character development, discussing the notion of Simcha, how to feel Simcha, how to appreciate what Simcha is as relates to the mitzvos that we perform, the dveikus, the connection that we attach ourselves to the Ribono Shel Olam, and especially during the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which is described as the Zman Simchasenu. So today we're learning from Yisod V'Shorish HaAvoda, Rabbi Alexander Ziskin, in his Hakdama, explains that a person, before even making a bracha on a mitzvah, should take an opportunity, just even if just a moment, to feel the simcha, the happiness of the special bond, the special relationship that we have with the Ribono Shel Olam. You have a conversation with someone that you love, you have somebody that you cherish, a relationship that you could not live without, and the ability to have that relationship in the expression of conversation with that person, you feel simcha to be able to have that bond. So hu adin al achas kama v'kama, all the more so when we think about the bond and appreciate the fullness and the simcha that we feel of that special dveikus, that relationship we have with the Ribono Shel Olam. And he writes that when a person does a mitzvah, whenever a mitzvah presents itself, you should express the tremendous hakaras hatov, the tremendous gratitude that's unending to Hashem for having given us that mitzvah. We were given an opportunity. Unfortunately, sometimes people look at mitzvahs as burdens, as things they have to check off their lists of things to do. But rather, it's hakaras hatov that we're even given a mitzvah. Imagine there are so many people that walk this planet that they don't have a mitzvah. They don't have the ability to do, you know, the commandments, the 613 precepts that were given to them. Fulfilling a mitzvah is a time of great, time to feel great joy in our relationship with Hashem. Look how fortunate we feel. Why? He writes, Ki osu beinu vein b'nei yisrael shehem am segula. You know why? Because we were given mitzvahs because we are in an established special covenant. We're an am segula. We have a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam that's unique. And therefore, the simen, the sign of that relationship is a mitzvah. So therefore, there's a tremendous amount of joy at the relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam that we feel specifically through the performance of a mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is the simen, is the sign. And that's why we recite a bracha before doing a mitzvah. It's the blessing that expresses our praise, our thanks, our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having sanctified us with fulfilling His commandments and for having chosen us to be His special nation. Lucky are we, fortunate, blessed are we that we've been given this opportunity to do mitzvos. It's a gewaltige zechus that we have, and that's how we should look at it. And when we look at it through those lenses, so then we feel a tremendous amount of simcha. It's also like what Rav Chaim Vital in Shaar Mitzvos writes, that each time you perform a mitzvah, imagine that you are receiving unlimited payment for it. You're getting unlimited, you know, deposits into your spiritual bank account, just very simply because of the fact that we were chosen. When a person, he writes, does a mitzvah, you shouldn't view the mitzvah as a burden, as an all. Shouldn't yachshav she olav kamaso mar la'asira me'olav. Shouldn't try to get rid of it quickly, try to, you know, finish it quickly, write, cross it off of your to-do list. Shouldn't view it as a burden in any such way. Rather, aval yachshav, person should rather think and imagine that for the performing of that particular mitzvah, he would receive millions and millions and millions of dollars. Imagine, what would you do? You'd be so happy to do it. He should rejoice with boundless, endless simcha, with endless joy, as if he were literally receiving millions of dollars for doing a mitzvah. And it's, even though it's not mitzvahs in his physical account, although it could be, because the ways of the Ribono Shel Olam are such that anything is possible, but think of it as in that dimyon, in that comparison, millions and millions of dollars deposited into your account, millions and millions of dollars of spiritual dollars are deposited into your spiritual account. How much simcha gadol lios besimcha will we feel to think of the schus, the merit of what it is? Let's think about that every time we say the bracha before doing a mitzvah. And appreciate the tremendous schus and skula that we have to be the am nivcha, to be the chosen people, chosen nation, chosen by giving the opportunity to have mitzvos, commandments upon us, to recite that bracha that expresses that hakaras hatov. Okay, I wish everybody a beautiful rest of your day, a good night, and the mitzvah Shem will continue with this tomorrow.